Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show, the last day of July 2017. Tomorrow's August 1st, man. There we go. We're getting into the hottest months, and as though we haven't had it hot enough yet. Into the hottest months going on for the next about 2.5 months. That's what we have to look forward to in LA. So today's topic, you guys, this topic is huge. And when you guys ask the question about psychopaths, what about psychopaths? What is a psychopath? And why are we using the term more these days? I didn't realize how much was written about this particular personality in the book Origins of Truth. I couldn't believe it. I took notes on the video that we watched, the one on YouTube, about a psychopath, and you don't have to watch it. I read it, I watched it, and I wrote it out. And I was so amazed throughout this video, which is on, if you get on the Facebook page and you click on the radio show, in there they have the video if you want to watch it. I would recommend it because it will explain a lot to your mind of the division between people. When Christ says there isn't an us and a them, there's only an us. In here, in this video, they say there's a division between the conscious and the unconscious thinking mind. And usually the unconscious thinking mind rises to the top just for the very reason is that they will stop at nothing. And when we talk about psychopaths, sometimes we say that person's psycho and we walk away and we're frustrated. But Eric Hillis writes, for his show topic, I have an idea for a show. I've been seeing a lot of references lately to people, especially political leaders, being psychopaths, which I guess is a brain disorder causing a person to have no conscience. I am wondering what Christ says about why there are psychopaths. And if a person is tested and found to be one, how is the best way to relate to them? Here is a link related to this topic, and I just went for it. Because we are all always trying to figure out, how could that person do that? How many times have we said that? And the other person doesn't think they're doing anything wrong. They believe they are doing everything right according to how their mind works. So before I start getting into the details of what a psychopath looks like, when I was writing Origins of Truth shortly after I saw Christ, I married into a family of 4 children. I married Sterling. He had 4 children. I had 2. And he had one. He had his ex-wife, which was the mother of the first 3 children. And then he had a girlfriend / fiance that he was going to marry, but they broke up, and then she found out she was pregnant and she had a child. So there were 4 children involved. And with those 4 children, I got every single personality type, which included his ex-girlfriend. She was one of the personality types. And they were all my teachers. And what Christ told me was I had to learn that certain kinds of people existed, but I had to learn it in safety. And one of the personalities I had, I would say two of them now, had this lack of conscience in their minds. It was a thread that kind of ran through the family, but I didn't recognize it at the time. I knew something was wrong, but I believed it was the lack of love, and I also believed that I could heal it through love. And I couldn't figure out how I could not reach them. At first, all of them, two of the four children that walked into my home, had a conscience, and two of them did not. One slid back and forth, at times did and at times didn't, and later was diagnosed with having bipolar. And the other one completely didn't have a conscience at all. And as an adult, the one that didn't have the conscience at all fared better than the one who found out that there was a bipolar issue going on in the brain. And that, before I had these words, before I watched this tape, I already realized I had been heavily schooled in this psychopathic, sociopathic mind. And it's not just that you call somebody that. There's a distinctive divide in thinking. It's like there's two brains out in our world. And the one that is a psychopathic brain doesn't live by any rules. So they have the ability to take advantage of those who do live by rules. It was like the movie, The Incredible, what was it about lying? Shoot, I just almost lost it. But I lost the title of it, but Jennifer Gardner was in it. And there was a British comedian in it, and nobody knew how to lie. But one of the people, the British comedian in the show, in the movie, The Incredible Invention of Lying, that's what it was. It came to me, thank God. And everyone just told the truth. But the movie played it different. It was like more like things on a date and them thinking about sex or not or whatever. And it just took that road because it was kind of a comedy and supposed to be funny. But it wasn't played out that well. But in the movie, the guy who knew that other people would believe him took advantage of everybody. Because he didn't care. He didn't have a conscience. He kind of thought it was funny. And just the emotional language to a lack of consciousness in anybody's mind. The emotions are truly a language they do not understand at all. And one of the examples in the video, the YouTube tape, was that just an easy one, just to give you an idea of the difference in mind, is if you do see an accident and you see people get hurt, you don't understand that there's hurt. You'll go down, and if there's, like they gave the example, that if blood got on the shoe, they'd just be like inconvenienced by the blood on the shoe. But they'd have no emotion towards the person on the floor or the mother who's screaming. None of that means anything. And in some ways, it's a form of entertainment for them. Because they can mock the way it looks, and they're just doing things that we would look at and go, don't they have a heart? And the answer is no, not an emotional heart. They have a heart that beats their body. Does it mean that God doesn't care about them? Why are they here? What's going on? Well, I remember nights after experiencing this at the most raw level in a child. And I knew something was missing. I knew something was wrong, to the point where I Googled to say, how do you deal with a child that steals, lacks accountability, lies? And I Googled all of this. And I did get this answer. Sociopathic. I did get something called RAD, Reactive Attachment Disorder. There's just a lack of emotion. And at first, everyone tried to play it off that, and the girl herself tried to play it off as, you know, my mom left when I was only 6 weeks old, and they had this whole story to go along with it. But when the truth started coming out, the mother left way after the child was 6 weeks old. Was she born that way or wasn't she? So then I posed these questions because in order for anyone to understand, it's just the total lack of accountability, the total lack of need for accountability, the total lack of understanding for accountability. All of that is where we respond to issues in our lives. They don't fear punishment. They don't even think punishment, it belongs to them. They could have killed somebody and they'll sit there and talk to you as though nothing happened. And I used to say that when I witnessed it. So it's interesting that the moral deficiency that exists in the psychopathic mind, it's something you do notice. You do not notice it. And people talk about it, and we're amazed at it, but then we've got to get back to our own business. But I remember saying that this person in my home could literally hurt me to a great extent and leave me lying there and get up and go to the fridge and get a sandwich. I used to say that and eat it as though nothing happened behind her. And it broke my heart. And I remember going and talking and saying things like, you know what? I want you to know you've got me. I love you. And I remember that person just sitting there stoic looking away from me. And I can never forget the chilling feeling I felt, knowing that what I was saying sounded toxic. Not just that it wasn't understood. And me, not understanding that personality yet, tried to prove to this young child how much I love them. And till this day, I love and am thankful for her, for them, because they taught me in safety the inner workings, not only of this personality, but also that you're born with it. You don't just show up and grow into being a psychopathic mind. Somebody who has a conscience cannot not have a conscience. And someone who doesn't have one at all doesn't even know. They do know that you have one, and they know that you're going to feel bad and stuff. They're very wise to other people. But they're even wiser to what they can get other people to do for them. And they shamelessly look for people to do things for them, because they are not uncomfortable asking. And in many ways, they demand it. When you ask yourself simple questions, by who would design a 9-to-5 work day when kids get out at 3? Somebody that believed that somebody would always be home to take care of the children, because that started before children. The father would come home 2 hours after the kids, before mothers were working. We kept that model when everyone worked. Why didn't we accommodate life and change that? Because it was to nobody's advantage, except to the common person. Why do we put laws on people that control their behavior to the point to where wherever they park their car, they have to pay for it, and if they don't, they get a ticket, then they pay 10 times more, 20, 30 times more for the ticket? Little things like that, you think, why do we do this to each other? And how many times have we asked that question? Why did we taint our food supply? Why did we allow our bodies to get sick? Why do we bomb countries? Why do we do this? Why do we all ask it? And we're forced to think about it because they run it in the news and tell us about only what they want to tell us because they want to control the conscious mind, whether it's a political person who happens to be in office that has this thinking, or it's a child in a household. There's no difference other than the circumstance that that mind is put into. So I was listening to this, and I couldn't take notes fast enough. I took about 7 pages of notes, and all of it were the aha moments of understanding that the mind exists. It's not going away anytime soon. So yesterday while I was at church, I was talking about this being the topic of conversation today. And one of the people there, Thomas, and he's, you know, a big believer of love and love heals. And, of course, that's my life's work. But he said, well, we don't need to medicate people who have bipolar or that. We can grow them through love. And we don't need to, fight this or that. We can just answer it with love. And I said, in some cases. But God has put one of my nieces has bipolar person in front of my life who I visited every Sunday for almost a year and listened to her talk all Sunday long. And I asked her questions and she was like my study. And then I lived with this family for 4 years to the point where when I moved, because of the one child I knew who didn't have a conscience, I did not even let them know where I lived. I didn't even know why I did that. I usually don't take such extreme measures. But I had to, because I knew what happened in the home when I lived there. And I remember my daughter coming back from school and walking into the house after everyone moved out. And she said, wow, Mom, the house feels clear now. It was like there was this black cloud inside the house. I said, doesn't it feel different? But we didn't know yet what we were talking about. And I see Francis writes in the chat, in an interview with a group of prisoners, one of them said, you know that caring thing? I don't have that. It's literally missing. So the question was, because we've all seen this behavior, I didn't do that, we find out they did, and they stood there plain-faced and said I didn't do it because they didn't care if they did it or not. It's a very interesting state of mind, but when we see it, we know it, especially now with such greater awareness. We know it. They can rob a store and hit the clerk. The person isn't even a person to them. All they care about is that they get the money. They just want to take what isn't theirs, or what is theirs, doesn't matter. Because to them, it's all theirs. They're all entitled to it. But the bigger question is, why do they exist? Why do we have that here? And part of it is they are the pure catalysts. Remember how I said there's pure catalysts before? We write about them in Origins of Truth. when they lived in my home, when I first got married, within the first 4 months, my husband was relapsing or perceived to be relapsing with leukemia, and he had a lot of, side effects of the radiation and the chemo, and he had bone spurs in his hips, and we were in the hospital in and out for the duration of our marriage. And before we could even get started, he was sick. So what happened was, one day I woke up and I was in the kitchen. And I was doing the dishes, and I'm just thinking like a normal family, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And I was so excited to have all the kids, and I was so excited, you know, obviously for my marriage and all of that. And the kids, two of the girls were walking behind me when I was doing the dishes, and I could hear their thumping, and I could feel their energy of just like, they just start out the day, and they're already upset over nothing. But really, it was that they weren't running the house. They didn't feel like they had control. They were still trying to establish that. So they didn't look very good on their way to establishing that dominant feeling over the house. So what happened was, when they were walking behind me, I go, oh, God, another day of their behavior. And Christ immediately said to me, do not look at them as your children. Look at them as your teachers. And at the time, that really upset me because I knew that if they were my teachers, they weren't going to stay in my life for long. Because if I were to look at them as my children, they would always be with me. Think about that. But once I were to see them as my teachers, I knew that there were lessons behind these souls. Because I already knew what they could do. So what happened is, as I was telling you that, Christ said two things. And one of them was in Origins of Truth, and one of us now has taken me behind and over it. And it was in Origins of Truth, but towards the middle of the book, because the entire book was about the effects of this very personality. And there's a reason for it. Because now, here we are 15 years later, seeing it in so many facets, and it's blatantly clear it's there. We get it. They're still people, we're still people, but our missions, our jobs are different. So the things that were in Origins of Truth about it and what Christ said about it is the world will no longer have a gray area. How many of the people who've read that remember that? You will either be black or white emotionally. You will either know or you won't emotionally. And that's how we will recognize each other. We'll be saying things in the future like, you're a feeling person, you're a non-feeling person. We will start to differentiate very quickly what the difference is between a feeling and a non-feeling person, because now we've had so many examples. Another huge example of the black and white is a lot of people leaving corporate jobs. And in this YouTube video, which is it's over an hour long, so it takes a while to get through it. But if you have time, I suggest you just listen to it. Just put it on, put it in your earphones and listen to it, because it will help you understand your own life and how the things that you knew were off. This will give you such a trust in your instincts, because there's a reason why it is all coming up now at this point in our history the way it is. And it actually explains how love will conquer all at the end of the day. This hurdle is just pure ego on earth. But ego is only a stepping stone. It is not a destination. So really think about that when you run into people, you feel like you're just hitting your head against the wall, trying to explain something and they could care less. And you're trying to, you know, you have to prove everything to get them before they will ever admit that they owe you or need to do something for you or with you. But it's black and white. It's two languages. That's another thing that Christ already said about it. There's a language of love which isn't being spoken right now. But it will be. That we will speak in the language of love. And that's what we're growing to. Even though it looks like everything is crazy, the psychopathic mind is a riler of everything negative to all of us, not just to themselves, but they don't know that. They feel victorious in their stand. They rise to the top because they'll do anything to get there. And our world, because they are, in not all cases, but the leaders that carry that, shape and trickle that down. Our corporations are in the image of the psychopathic thought process. So even though we may not be psychopathic as a group of people generally, 1 in 25 people have this in them, according to Dr. Hare and according to this study and books that were written on it. There's a reason for it. And the reason is that we are learning the blind spot of the psychopathic mind. They took advantage of the conscience mind. But the way to work with the psychopath is through their blind spots. Do you guys remember in Origins of Truth where Christ said that the meek are blind? In the Bible where it says about the meek, it makes the meek look like the humble and the ones who they're and the ones basically who are led like sheep. But the meek, that wasn't the meek, and that's a misunderstanding. When they say the meek shall inherit the earth, who needs to inherit the earth that understands there's beyond the earth? Why does anybody want to inherit the earth? But the meek shall inherit the earth because they only have the emotion for this realm. They don't even remember the other realm. They don't believe anything that doesn't get to their end goal, and that is to control or be a leader or hurt people or take advantage of people, but they never rest. They never rest. I got schooled. And this behavior over and over and over again to where I understood every single thing that was being said to a point of ignorance. Because we have a group of people who have a conscious mind. We have a group of people that dismiss the conscious mind. And we're going to talk more about this tomorrow. I've only got it felt like I've been talking for 5 minutes. But this topic answers so many questions of why you ran into issues with people. And you felt like banging against the wall, and you felt like you couldn't get your point across, and you almost feel like you're drowning while they're talking to you. Because they honestly cannot see their effect on other people. And that's where we're going to talk, and we're going to talk about how to work around and with their blind spots tomorrow. It's unbelievable to me how crazy our world can be and how the remedy is so easy. When people say, well, what should we do with them? Well, how do we identify them? And one of the questions Eric asked is, can we test them? And if we test them, what do we do with them? We'll talk about all that tomorrow. It's already over for today. We'll do part two. I will see you guys. Have a Monday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more,